That's all I've got time for this evening on Kabat-Zinn. So, the main ideas I've talked about, Shinran's idea of Shinjin, or entrusting, and Jinen, naturalness, Hakurai, the calculating mind, the present moment, Ichinen, and Kabat-Zinn's understanding of mindfulness, paying attention in the present moment and non-judgmentally, although coming from very, very different contexts, sit together very easily for me. And this actually shouldn't be very surprising when we consider that John Kabat-Zinn got his understanding of mindfulness from the Zen tradition, and Shinran, of course, is Pure Land. And Zen and Pure Land have always been very, very connected. I suppose in the terms of the developmental immanence or immanental model, both Shinran and Kabat-Zinn's teachings are expressions of the immanence model. Both of them emphasize not trying to get anywhere, not trying to change anything. And both have an emphasis on this present moment rather than looking to the future. Because this present moment is actually the only one you've got. And it's only through paying attention to this moment that we can enter into the eternal moment. Kabat-Zinn says somewhere that meditation happens outside of time. Shinran says that Shinjin arises in one moment, and that that moment is at the limit of time. It's both in time and outside of time. And both emphasize non-judgmentalism or acceptance. Kabat-Zinn in the area of chronic pain or ill health. Shinran in the area of spiritual life. I don't think he ever wrote this, but many of his followers write in their poems that Amitabha takes you into the Pure Land just as you are. There's no need to earn a place in the Pure Land through spiritual practice. This book I mentioned earlier, Acceptance and Commitment Therapy. At some point, there are three authors, so I'll refer to the author as they. They talk about acceptance as being the closest you can get outside of a religious context to grace, pure grace. So what's grace? Grace is opening yourself up to the influence of the higher, the transcendental, you could say. Acceptance is opening yourself up to anything, to whatever is happening at the moment. And in the end, I think that Shinjin, entrusting, is very similar to Kabat-Zinn's understanding of mindfulness. Mindfulness is entrusting oneself. It's entrusting oneself to life. Not to Amitabha's vow, necessarily, but to the natural process of transformation that occurs if you just stay with the present moment. Mindfulness is a giving oneself up to the natural law, dhammata, of the Dharma. Mindfulness is faith. It's faith, it's trusting that there will be that attitudinal shift, that profound transformation of view that occurs when you just watch things as they happen without trying to change anything. You could say that this attitudinal shift of wholeness that Kabat-Zinn wants his patients to have is a shift from the Zen idea of small mind to big mind. In fact, Charlotte Joko Beck, in one of her books, talks about holding difficult emotions within a bigger container, which is a great idea, I think. She says, anger, for instance, you'll never get rid of anger, but you can hold it within a bigger container, so it becomes less important. You could also say that it's a shift from one's own calculating mind, trying to make things different for yourself, to Amitabha's calculating mind, his Hakurai. There's a lovely metaphor in the Acceptance and Commitment Therapy book to describe this. The metaphor of the chess set. So you've got a chess set. There's the board, there's the black pieces, and there's the white pieces. Let's say the black pieces represent pleasant things, pleasant events. The white pieces represent unpleasant events, and they're in a battle. And the battle goes on for the whole of your life. With our small mind, our calculation, we go and side with the black pieces and we try to beat the white pieces, try to get them into checkmate so we have a nice, comfortable, pleasant life. And none of us have achieved that, of course, and we won't achieve it. It just goes on for lifetime after lifetime. So that's calculating mind. So what they say in this book is, instead of identifying with one side of it, why don't you identify with the board? So the chessboard holds everything. It just holds it. And this play of pleasant and unpleasant just goes on. Just goes on and on and on. But you don't need to get involved in that. You don't need to side with one side. It just happens. So that's the bigger container.